They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Coming up on the program today, for the second straight week, no Pelini Tuesday press conference. So we will talk with Lee Barfnecht of the Omaha World Herald, what he thinks about where the Huskers are right now, what he thinks about the game coming up on Thursday night, and the Big 12 in general, as he puts his rankings out every week as he follows the Big 12. Also, Chuck Dummer going to join us from the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And today, baseball takes center stage after Brett Favre's win last night. The Metrodome stays busy today with the Tigers and Twins, and you can hear it right here on ESPN Radio, as you can baseball playoffs and all the football going on over the next month. And our pregame is at 3:30, first pitch around 4:07. So we're talking baseball to start the program today between the Twins and the Tigers. And that should be a great game. They go on to play the Yankees. One thing that I just don't get, the NFL would never do this. I don't think the NBA or the NHL will do it. We will not know, and fans in New York will not know. They don't know right now if they've got a 5:30 game tomorrow at Yankee Stadium. They don't know. They don't know.
The grounds crew.
How? How can you do that? Now, I understand the Yankees get to pick when and who. Well, then pick already. Right now, it doesn't matter. You're going to get one of those teams, Detroit or Minnesota, at home. You want to play them tomorrow or you want to play them Thursday? I mean, there's only so far, and I'm not, this isn't even you can look at it as I'm always picking on the Yankees, yes. I don't care if this was the Dodgers, the Cardinals, the Rockies. You should have had to make your decision a long time ago. Major League Baseball says this is when the game's going to be. In fact, Major League Baseball just ought to say, because we have this play-in game, it's going to be Thursday. And the Angels and Red Sox get going tomorrow. Doesn't that make sense? Why would anything with the Yankees make sense? But doesn't that make sense?
Well, unless you figure the Yankees have that big of an advantage and they want to play tomorrow because of the pitching factor. I mean,
then decide that. I mean, it should be over with. I mean, nowhere else has this or would this ever happen. Idiots. Idiots.
Oh, Douglas, and then you got...
Well, but here again's the bottom line. I'm right! Everybody knows this is right. It's the right thing to do, so do it! I just don't understand. I mean, just say it, do it, play it. There's going to be a triple header tomorrow. The Red Sox and Angels are going... I mean, Boston's got to go out to L.A., because they don't know when they're playing. I mean, I'm thinking maybe you'd get to stay at home an extra day because of that. They're not just screwing with the fans of the Yankees and everybody else around. It's all of baseball. They're messing with three other teams.
How big is the deal with the first baseman getting arrested? Is that a big deal in Major League Baseball? Does that affect a team? Doug, or do those guys just go, whatever, it was 3 days ago, everything's fine? That you had a guy out partying with the White Sox when you're on the Tigers? You go out with the White Sox, the team you're playing, just get blasted to bagongos, come home, wife's chewing your ass, don't need it, dog scratches your face. Is that a big deal, or you just go, ah, that crazy Cabrera, that wildcat, he's out till 5:30 in the morning. What a hoot. That guy's crazy, man. Drinks more, you know, that guy's crazy. Man, once the shots start flying, he's in the middle of them. What a riot. Good time. That guy, he's on our side. We'll take him. Or do they go, what a freaking bozo. We're trying to clinch this deal, and he's out partying with the damn enemy. I don't know what the psyche in a clubhouse in Major League Baseball is. I don't understand it.
Well, I don't know. It's crazy. It's strange. It's weird. I will give you that.
I just don't understand.
We made our picks yesterday. You're still sticking with the Twins. I picked the Twins. I think the Twins win today.
Does anybody leave after last night's Monday night game, or they just stay till today? They clear the stadium, or they just stay? Now, you know what? We're not shutting off the beer in the third quarter tonight. Keep it going. Keep it going all day tomorrow. I mean, that could be a raucous environment. I could really be. And Cabrera might love that. Hell, he might have one between the third and fourth inning.
Well, it was a raucous environment last night. What'd you think of the game?
You know what? Did watch most of the game. And I know everybody's out there going, oh, CSI Miami was new. No, you know what? Took the time. Watched 7/8 of the football game last night. It's still just amazing to me, everybody that didn't like to see Brett Favre come back. He plays against his old team. Al Harris thinks he knows Brett Favre. And what, three times last night, he gives him a little shoulder, not even a pump fake. Al Harris takes two steps in, and a laser beam is shot. Seriously, shot. Just a...
Our friend Brent the Chef has fired into the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, check him out, downtown Kearney on the bricks, because why not get your car or your truck or, heck, maybe your golf cart took a few beatings this year as well, not all from balls. Bring him in and go ahead and get it all fixed up. The Dent Popper on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. He says, after hearing you two yahoos on the podcast, I knew I had to chime in. The Brettster, including last week and now this week. Man, that was a heck of a throw the old man threw to Rice last night. The guy is exciting to watch. For entertainment value, I am all in. The Vikes are looking like a definite playoff team with all day and him at the helm. So there you go. I bet ESPN hit record Nielsen ratings, and they should. It was a great game. 4 weeks to go when my boy goes to Lambeau. Awesome. 272 different touchdown passes to 55 different receivers. Pretty good. Keep giving me a reason to chime in. Brent, hey, good to hear from you, buddy. Out on the podcast trail. I think he's still out of state taking care of his work. But yeah, I've never been really against, and I don't know if I've ever been really for Brett Favre. I like him. Probably should have started him in my fantasy league over the weekend.
Probably would have been a good idea.
And I'm not ready to sweep Green Bay away either. I thought they would want that game more last night, and you can't turn the ball over. And exactly how we talked about, you like the Vikings, I like the Packers. You got it right. But the Packers, I said they had to get to halftime. They didn't get to halftime. They were down 21-7 going to half. They didn't get to halftime. And everything late didn't come their way either. They were never in serious
damage. It was 21-14 half.
Okay.
Because Campman took that ball out of Peterson's hands and went the other direction.
You're right. 21-14. So they just didn't get it done. Two turnovers and only down 7 at the half.
Right now, though, Doug, the NFC, it's clear-cut with three teams. It's three teams and then a big gap, isn't it?
I don't think you can include
San Francisco.
I don't think you can. Well, boy, you cannot put Minnesota in the same.
No?
The Giants and the Saints, no. I don't think so,
okay.
No. I mean, let's face it. Here's a team that was behind the Browns. Here's a team that was behind the Lions. Here's a team.
Took a shot at the end to beat San Francisco.
Yeah. No. Now Minnesota may be in the top five of the power rankings this week, but there's a little gappy there. A little gippy right there.
If you want to say, well, who's the final four in the NFC, you would throw Minnesota and San Francisco in there with McNabb hurt at Philadelphia?
I haven't looked. I don't know. We'll find out Thursday. Power rankings coming up Thursday. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald is going to join us. Chuck Dummer is going to chum in and join us from the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever. They're getting ready for the youth mentor hunt. They're going to be hunting Wabbit. No, they're not hunting Wabbit. We'll talk about that. Talk a little college football. It's all coming up. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be back with more after this.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking.
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
It's the Outdoor Spectacular at Graham Tire. All tires in stock are on sale. Buy three and get the fourth free on select tires from Hankook, Goodyear, and Cooper. Get up to a $100 rebate with the purchase of four select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card or a $75 Visa rebate card with the purchase of four select Cooper tires. Register to win an ATV, a $500 Shields All-Sport Shopping Spree, or a guided pheasant hunt at K&M Hunting. It's the Outdoor Spectacular through Saturday, October 17th. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Find yourself sitting on the couch playing the same video games or watching the same TV shows over and over? Get up, get moving, and get to the Hastings YMCA. It's the place to be for Hastings students. Water slides, rock wall, jump shots, adventure challenge, and more, the YMCA has it all. Even memberships just for youth. Don't miss our youth events this fall. Monthly middle school dances, our Halloween party, and Halloween overnighter. For dates and more info, check us out at hastingsymca.net.
This is the home for college football.
It's a fine football game, and I wish you were here.
Pro football.
Touchdown!
And the World Series.
One constant through all the years has been baseball. Baseball. Mark the time.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidelki's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
Cloudy across the area through the day today with highs up in the mid-50s with northwest winds around 15 to 30 miles per hour. Will then stay mainly clear tonight with a low around 36 with winds turning to the southwest. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. On this Tuesday, there's actually college football tonight. I'll buy you lunch if you can tell me who's playing.
I don't. You know what? It's Akron and Toledo or somebody.
Middle Tennessee State and Troy, I think. Who? Maybe.
I don't like that every night stuff.
No. No. And I don't think it helps. I don't think it helps there.
Oh, my gosh. National exposure. Yeah. For the 82 people sitting in the sports book in Las Vegas, it helps your exposure.
Well, and you look at the stands. Ugh. It's usually pretty brutal.
You know what's crazy the other day? I looked at the stands in Jacksonville, Tennessee in the NFL. They were, I would say, a third full through the first half of the game.
Blackout. You know what's full? Your bank account after harvesting Dyna-Grow.
Oh, it continued.
Why is that?
Well, because they continue to grow tradition across cornfields in Nebraska. When Dyna-Grow steps onto your farm, they're dedicated to serving you, the Nebraska farmer. Dyna-Grow Seeds will offer only the best seed for your farm. Dyna-Grow represents a national brand that focuses research locally for success on your farming operation. They are Dyna-Grow, growing more and more on your acres. Ask about the Smart Stacks, which is now available in Dyna-Grow corn hybrids. Continue your success with Dyna-Grow Seeds and continue to cheer for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. 1-800-652-9298. Contact your local Dyna-Grow representative to find out more about all the new hybrids available for your farming operation going on next spring.
Well, Husker football a couple of days early this week as they get ready to take on Missouri Thursday night in Columbia. and running around supporting the Big 12 from the home office in Omaha. And the Omaha World Herald, Lee Barfnick, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Lee.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We're on a withdrawal, though. It's been way too long since, well, I don't even know, can you count Louisiana Lafayette, since a real football game. Everybody, folks, looks at Lee's articles and such in the Omaha World Herald, and let's jump right on it. You got Missouri ahead of Nebraska. You think Missouri will win Thursday?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think the game is a toss-up. I really do. I think both teams, and I would throw Kansas in this mix, too, of the three teams in the North. I think all three of those teams do certain things very well. Those three teams also have some significant warts. And it's just going to kind of depend on the typical game that's of a toss-up variety. I think it's going to be turnovers, penalties, you know, maybe a punt return or, you know, a blocked field goal, something like that could turn the game around. But I guess right now one of the big concerns is a weather forecast. And they're talking about having 4 or 5 inches of rain down there on Thursday. So that could impact the game pretty heavily.
Lee, I think I'm sure you get this question a lot, but this comes from Lumpy and Bertrand. He says, why do you hate Nebraska?
Why do you think I get that question a lot?
Well, I you know what? Your Big 12 rankings will shake themselves out. You can objectively do them however. Everything's going to be said and done by the end of the year.
Right.
I mean, just your thoughts when you get that question.
Well, I'm happy people pay attention enough to what I write to have an opinion about that. Tell Lumpy, I appreciate him having read the Omaha World Herald like that. It's an important part of his day. So.
Lump's going to have to get on the chat here at 12 noon. Lee's going to be doing a Big 12 chat on the Omaha World Herald website, so you can ask him any of the questions you want, and he may respond to a few of them. Lee, we talked about this on yesterday's show. We talked about it a little bit last week. And Tony's all fired up about a segment Colin Cowherd just did about the SEC separating itself from the Big 12. But let's face it, the Big 12 has not done well this first month of the season.
No, it really hasn't. You know, it's funny, the first day of conference play back on September 5th, you had Oklahoma State beating Georgia, and you had Baylor going to Wake Forest and winning, and you had Missouri kind of abusing Illinois, and by 6 o'clock that night, you know, people are thinking, man, this is going to be the best year ever, Big 12 football. And it's just all kind of fallen around itself since then, mostly because of injuries, with Sam Bradford at Oklahoma going down and now Robert Griffin being hurt and some of the big stars at Oklahoma State being hobbled around. So, I mean, it's time for this league to kind of get back, right it a little bit, and hopefully to get healthy. You know, most of these teams have had an open day either this week or last week, and I really want to see these teams, when they get healthy, play the way they can. But right now, they've not lived up to their billing at all.
Well, Lee, I guess I think you can say that about a lot of conferences. I think it's kind of the Big Three, and then throw everybody in a hat and fight it out for 4, 5, and 6 in the country.
What's your three?
Florida, Texas, and Alabama.
Well, oh, yeah, I thought you meant conferences. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, you go down, you know, the list, I said, this deal's wide open under those three, is it not?
Oh, I agree. This has been one of the craziest first months of the season that I can remember. Almost nothing. You know, it's really hard. Usually the first week of October is the time you can start really tracking things, and there's some trends you can follow. And I'll tell you what, some of the results that we've seen here recently, you know, look at UTEP. Kansas went to UTEP 3 weeks ago and just beat them like, you know, a drum, maybe even 34-7. Then UTEP goes to Texas and loses 64-7, and then they turn around and beat Houston, score 58 points on Houston and beat them. You know, Southern Miss gave Kansas a great game and then turned around and lost at home to UAB. Now they lost their quarterback in the fourth quarter, but you know, it's just crazy stuff that you know, nothing seems to track from week to week to week. It just seems to be so many bizarre results that it's really hard right now to put your finger on what's really going to happen.
Lee Barfnick of the Omaha World Herald is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lee, there's been some stories out there. One of the stories yesterday is that Mr. Carter is back at Texas Tech, and Texas Tech scores on the last play when they already had it in hand against New Mexico. Mr. Carter evidently said something about the coaches. What's going on down there?
Well, I think the Pirate might have a little bit of a mutiny on his hands down there. I think clearly the seniors were pretty disappointed with having a 2-2 start. Those guys had some pretty high hopes after last year jumping up to as high as number two in the polls. But, you know, the stuff that Mike Leach does is cute and funny for a while, but he's been down there for 9 years now, and you kind of wonder if there's a little bit of an expiration date on some of his little tricks and things like that. And I also find it curious that, you know, he called his players a bunch of narcissists and said that they don't need Twitter and Facebook to, you know, show themselves off. But yet, you know, every time you turn around, Mike Leach is on TV or on YouTube or on the cover of a magazine or something like that. So I guess it's okay for the coach to promote himself, but the players are just supposed to shut up and play. So
it's kind of funny because that's what my wife said about me. It's not funny anymore. It's just really just old.
It's embarrassing.
Kind of wears off. Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Daddy, did she tell you just shut up and play? Is that what she told you?
She says leave. Lee, I guess with all that's happened in Oklahoma and the start they're off to, everybody expected this a team that's going to come down to Texas and Oklahoma. All of a sudden, Andre Ware looks like an unbelievable prognosticator saying they would lose four times. I don't care if Sam Bradford's there or not. Is it the offensive line that's not holding their end of the deal up?
Yeah, very much so. There's clear that they have major problems up front. I mean, if they're either not blocking somebody or they're holding somebody, they aren't blocking anybody very often. So, you know, they had issues, you know, in the first half against BYU before Bradford got hurt. He was having to run for his life and wasn't having time to throw. And, you know, the game was tied when he left the game. So clearly they do have issues up there. And I don't know what you do to fix it at this point in the season. I mean, you have to play with what you've got. They've moved people around. And but I think when they play, you know, a higher caliber opponent, that they really have an issue in the offensive line. So, I mean, they have a great defense. You can ride your defense and your special teams a long ways, but your offense has to contribute a little bit at some point if you're going to beat teams that are in the top 25.
Lee, how far away are the teams that are in the cellar here? I didn't think Colorado was this far away. I thought Kansas State and Iowa State still had a way to go, but maybe even Texas A&M, they did something with smoke and mirrors the first 3 weeks. Is this it at Colorado? Can it be fixed, or are we going to see a coaching change at the end of the year?
Well, I mean, all the signs point toward a coaching change. I mean, just the lackluster play. I guess the first game was just mind-boggling to me. When you play at home and you're playing a rival in Colorado State and you're playing on television, and just to act totally unprepared, ill-prepared, act like you don't care. You know, they were pushed around by a lesser opponent and then turn around and play even worse the next week on television. It just makes you think that there's a disconnect there between the players and the coaches, that they, you know, that don't know if the players want to play for the coaches very bad. And then Sunday night, Colorado had a third year sophomore up and leave the team, and the coaches said it was homesickness. Well, how many times do you see a guy who's been at a place for 3 years quit in the middle of the season and claim he's homesick? So, I mean, I think you can tell there's, you know, and Josh Smith, their best offensive player, quit last spring. Their offensive coordinator left after spring practice to take a lateral move to Oregon. So, I mean, there's all kinds of signs that there's something not quite fitting together at Colorado.
I'm not sure they can afford to buy him out, though.
Well, can you afford not to? I mean, yeah. That's the question. I mean, you know, every year people say, oh, this school doesn't have the money to do it. But if you look at it and you put a pencil to it, if your season ticket sales drop 15% and you have trouble recruiting and people stop buying sweatshirts and big boosters stop donating or cut their donations, in the long run, you've ended up costing yourself more money than if you've cut the cord. I mean, the great athletic directors in the country will tell you that if you believe in your heart that a change needs to be made, it needs to be made as soon as possible instead of trying to drag it out reason.
Let's go to the email here from the Debt Popper inbox. This says, don't buy him out, give him a raise, Steve in Pittsburgh. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe Steve's got an idea. Hey, before we let you out of here, Lee covers Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World Herald. Nebraska, Big 12, always keeps an eye on the national scene. The big story in college football the last 24 hours is Bobby Bowden. What are you hearing? What do you think about that situation?
Well, this really reminds me of when Hayden Fry stayed too long in Iowa. He tried to stick around as long as he could and manage his assistants and keep guys on staff that maybe have gone through their lifespan. And this looks very similar. I mean, clearly Bobby Bowden has been a miracle worker at that place. It used to be a women's college, and now they've turned into one of the great college football powers. But it's clear he stayed too long. The succession plan that they've set up has ended up being a mess. I mean, nobody really knows who's in charge or who's making decisions. So I really think with the statements that the Board of Regents president made yesterday about him stepping out at the end of the year, it's probably going to happen.
Lee, before we let you go, I think a lot of people out there are curious to know what you think about Nebraska. Are they making the right steps to get back to where they once were?
Yeah, I really do. I think it's being done smartly. I think it's a very slow growth climb. I mean, I don't think they're taking crazy chances. They're not bringing in a bunch of JUCOs. They're not, doing goofy stuff schematically to try to, just jump up and try to do something crazy all at once. I think it's a very smartly designed plan to slowly build this. You know, they're still short on some difference makers. The recruiting's got to ramp up here in the next couple of years, but I think the foundation of the building is very strong.
Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald getting ready for a chat on the Omaha World Herald website coming up at 12 noon. So if you've got a question for Lee or want to know more about the world of Big 12 football, be sure to log on and check that out today at noon. Lee, been way too long. Thanks for joining us back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Take care, bud.
Doug, Daddy, take care, man.
We'll see you. Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald again, the chat at 12 noon on the Omaha World Herald website at omaha.com. I don't think anything has changed in the North except the demise of Colorado from the beginning of the season, has it, Tony? Maybe Missouri's a little bit better. We didn't think they were as bad as everybody was making them out, that the cupboard was as bare as everybody thought. We had a little more faith in Blaine Gabbert than maybe some of the South prognosticators in the Big 12, and maybe that had to do with Nebraska recruiting him and such. But, I don't need 4 to 5 inches of rain.
No, but it was still, Doug, three pretty decent teams in our mind, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska. And then we really you were kind of high on Colorado, which
speaking of high in Colorado, those have never been used in the same sentence before.
But I mean, you got three really bad football teams in Kansas State, Iowa State, and Colorado. What, bad?
Seriously, if I would have asked you who had more wins right now, the Colorado Buffaloes or the Denver Broncos, what would you have said?
Well, you would have had to say Colorado.
And that might have been with just two. So we will take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. Chuck Dummer from the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever on the way. We'll get to your emails, including this must be from Mark and Minden, who must be in a two-man fantasy league. I'll tell you why after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have, in effect, put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Now, more than ever, you want to keep your car running longer. And to do it, use a Fram oil filter with every oil change. Fram Extra Guard delivers 3 times the engine protection versus the average of leading economy filters, trapping 95% of dirt and harmful particles. Don't cut corners. Go with Fram. The dirt stops here. Based on ISO 45-48-12 testing, visit Fram.com for details.
If you're in the position to buy, lease, or invest in commercial property, the first person you should call is a realtor. Whatever your commercial business need, a realtor is the informed resource and skilled negotiator you need to guide you through the process. Commercial members of the National Association of Realtors have expert knowledge of inventory, tenants, and opportunities. To find a commercial specialist in your community, visit commercialsource.com. Every market's different. Call a realtor today. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Major League Baseball on ESPN, Radio.
There's a line drive base hit in the right field, and the Twins are broken through against Greinke.
It all comes down to the play-in game as Joe Mauer and the Twins look to knock division rivals Miguel Cabrera and the Tigers out of postseason contention.
Cabrera launches one deep left field, way out of here.
It's the Tigers and the Twins for the American League Central title, Tuesday at 3:30 on ESPN Radio.
We'll be right back.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll stay sunny to partly cloudy across the area through the day today with highs up in the mid-50s with northwest winds around 15 to 30 miles per hour. We'll then stay mainly clear tonight with a low around 36 with winds turning to the southwest. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Right now, 46.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We were talking about the Vikings game and the Packers game last night. Got this email. I didn't like the matchup and had both Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre on my bench last night. Started Jason Campbell, but still won. Has to be a two-man league. How else could you win? What kind of an idiot would you be playing and be able to win in that in fantasy football? Jason Campbell? There's no way that the sender of that email could ever win a league. Ever. Ever.
Jason, but that's the kind of person I get beat by. I'm serious. What did I say on Sunday? I feel like Phil Hellmuth. It doesn't matter what position I'm in. I have the best draft. I'm better than everyone else, but yet I lose. I've got three aces. Somebody's got four kings.
Somebody backdoored the 2-3. They kept 2-6, hit 3-4-5.
It's just...
Poor daddy. Poor Tony.
So I did win the first quarter, though. Hung on last night. 6 points.
Shit.
6 points in the one.
Are you serious?
Yep.
I'm a disaster. I'm a disaster in pretty much... I had the lead in pretty much everything, and then I don't know what happened. I must have been playing guys that had everybody in that Pittsburgh-San Diego game. And quit telling me LaDainian Tomlinson's going to play when he gets 2 points. When he gets like three carries and one reception. Well, no. No, just stay on the sideline and let somebody else suit up for the ball game.
Take me back to weeks 1 and 2. I'm not making this up. In our league, Drew Brees, our quarterback, which we picked number one, head of all these running backs, had 53.8 points and 57.2 points. The last 2 weeks, I think he's at 9 total.
Well, hey, guess what? Congratulations. At least you got a guy playing. Donovan McNabb, LaDainian Tomlinson. My top picks.
Wes Welker.
Yeah, Wes Welker. Smack you along the head. I'll tell you what always pests me up, you know, it's kind of like tax day. You get your refund check. You want to go get yourself something. You can do it every day without that tax refund check at Misco's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They're open 7 days a week. And with the fall temperatures, Misco's can help you root for your favorite team and stay warm with sweatshirts, jackets, and hats for the Huskers, Lopers, Kearney High Bearcats, Kearney Catholic Stars, and more. They've got plenty of other college and NFL hoodies to choose from as well. I dare you to go in and buy a Missouri college hoodie and wear it around this week. You might want to. Misco Sports, the headquarters for all the referees out there as well. Football, volleyball, basketball. They all need whistles. They all need shirts. They all need caps and socks. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. We are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show from the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever, Chuck Dummer. Good morning again, Chuck.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
You're not in fantasy football, are you?
No, I am not. I have a son that's deeply involved in it, and that's enough. I just don't want to hear anymore because I hear him going on just exactly the way you two guys are going on. Who wins? Everybody I ever talk to, all they say is they pick losers. I don't understand that.
Well, we do that a lot. Now, I think it is true that I have seen Chuck sneak out every once in a while and get in a game of Big Buck Hunter. So, you know, a little fantasy hunting. So, yeah, I think I've seen that before. Chuck, it's time for the Youth Mentor Hunt. It's coming up Saturday, October 24th, and we always like to catch up with that. But besides just delving in and talking about that, let's talk about what's going on with the Pheasants Forever chapter right now. What's the big news on the circuit?
Well, the big news right now, of course, is getting ready for this Youth Mentor Hunt. But there's other news, too, coming down the pipe. You guys may have seen some news releases on it. It's not pulled together totally yet. It's called Reload Nebraska, and it's a program whereby if sufficient funds are raised, Pheasants Forever might actually hire up to 60 additional regional wildlife biologists, and the name of the game is to someday have one biologist for every single county in the state, which would be phenomenal because literally then we could go door to door, so to speak. And when landowners had interest, we would be right there with them as to whether they want to plant something or whatever they want to do. But that's still a work in progress. That's a ways off yet. It's going to take a couple more of our annual banquets to pay for something like that, I'm afraid. Because as you know, we partner with a lot of other organizations, whether it's U.S. Fish and Game or whether it's even the NRD groups for that matter. But we would love to have these biologists on our payroll, so that they're actually working directly for Pheasants Forever. At the present time, we only have three, and one up in eastern Nebraska, one in western Nebraska. Drew Larson, who works out of North Platte, is the guy that covers us. And then, of course, we have Pete Berthelsen, who is the director of conservation for the entire state.
Chuck, it's taken a few years, but people are finally starting to realize and see all that tourism money go to the north of us. And I know that's a big deal in Lincoln at the legislature, and even Tom Osborne realized it when he was in Congress to say, boy, it sure be nice to keep some of that right here at home.
Yeah, and it's, of course, what we always say, plant it and they will come. If we have enough habitat that will support the birds, they'll be here. But as long as we're going to continue, and I don't mean this in any negative way, if we're going to continue to replace corn with soybeans, it's a problem. Because right now, go out and drive by a recently harvested soybean field and show me where there is any cover of any kind for any animal. It's not there. It's just barely dirt.
Chuck Demmer joins us from the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever. Let's get into the Youth Mentor Hunt. And Chuck, there's always new people driving through, new people that have moved into the community in the last year. I want the basics. Tell the folks what you guys are doing with this Youth Mentor Hunt.
This is our 11th year, actually, and we take up to 25 kids each year that have their Nebraska Hunter Safety Certificate. That's mandatory between the ages of 12 and 16, and we actually take them out to Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Range. We put them through about 4 hours of classroom refreshers because they've been through the Hunter Safety course, but this is a refreshment. Neil Lewis usually does a lot of that. Guys from Game and Parks usually do some of it. Fish and Game will do some of it. And guys like Alan Rossler, even from the city of Kearney, will come out and do some of it. But we try to remind the kids about everything that they learned and how to safely handle the firearm, how to cross fences with a firearm. One of the things that we dwell on is teaching the kids how to ask permission from a landowner to hunt. And the one aspect of that everybody forgets, and that's when you leave the area, tell the landowner you're leaving so that they know that you're gone. If the guy wants to go out and work cattle or something in the afternoon, he would just as soon prefer to know that you're gone before he's sitting up there on a horse or something. You know, really don't want to get into that. But we will take 25 kids. Right now, we can only take 9 more. And this year, we know that between Game and Parks and the city of Kearney, there's probably 75 kids that have gone through the hunter safety training course, and they're eligible. And so if anyone out there is interested, you've got to get on the phone, and you've got to talk to Dave Connor. Dave is the guy that's heading up this entire project for us, and his number is 236-7026. Again, that's Dave Connor. That's Connor with a C. He is in the phone book in case you didn't get that number. And then Dave will send the necessary paperwork to you, get it signed, and get it back in again. So that when we get out there on the 24th at 7 o'clock in the morning, we want that place to be full.
Chuck, it's very basic. Once you have your hunter safety, you are eligible. You're a single parent that maybe wants to expose your kid to the outdoors. You know nothing about it. You don't have to know anything about it.
No.
Your grandfather hunted. It'd be a neat experience for my son. Great. That's what's special about this. It's not a father-son. It's not a dad-lad thing. It's a whoever.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we won't allow that.
Yeah.
If you are a grandparent, a parent, or even a guardian, you cannot go with the one that you brought. You can certainly attend everything. You can be a part of it, but you can't be with the one that you brought. And really, if you stop and think about that, it just makes sense. We want the kids to go out with a mentor. And that mentor usually is someone that is skilled in the art of hunting or has at least been out a few times, so they got some idea of what they're doing. And we go from there.
Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox from off the beaten path here. Hey, Chuck, if you can convince Doug and Daddy to accompany you on your annual pheasant hunt, I will join you, Dick Cheney. Thanks, Ken. Thanks, Ken.
That's a good one.
Maybe Dick ought to go through this youth mentor hunt as well.
Well, I tell you what, that's why, you know, we have the kids also do about an hour of Blue Rock shooting. And that's why when we take them out to Fort Kearney Shooting Sports location, it's a perfect location for them because we can do everything inside now with all the nice new buildings that they have. Plus, they have that great Blue Rock area. And, by the way, we could use some help just working in the trenches with the Blue Rock and acting as mentors. We do have enough dogs. We have enough dog handlers. We just need some bodies out there to help serve breakfast, help serve lunch, that sort of thing.
Get a hold of Dave or Chuck to do that as well.
Yeah, either one of us. Another question that comes up when we talk about guns, can the kid bring their own gun? And my response to that would be yes, if they've hunted with it before and providing it's hammerless. They've got to have a hammerless gun. If they don't have one, we will provide them with a Remington Spartan 20-gauge, and we'll provide them with the ammunition so they can come out and just blaze away.
As far as the birds, do you plant birds?
Well, yes, and actually, no. In the early years, we did. We planted a lot of them because the habitat just wasn't there at Fort Kearney Shooting Sports. You know, it was new ground. Well, now we planted all that out there, and it's all grown up. And so there's some just wonderful habitat. But I'm sure that Neil Lewis will, well, let's put it this way. The kids were 19 for 19 last year. Let's put it that way.
All right.
So there's actual hunting. You have to.
That'd be 100%, Derek, for you people in Germany.
What are we looking at as far as kids here, as far as how young, how old, the frame you're looking at?
They have to be between the ages of 12 and 16. So if their 16th birthday is going to be the day after the hunt, that's fine. They can still come out and hunt.
Chuck Dummer joins us here to talk about the Youth Mentor Hunt. It's coming up Saturday, October the 24th. If you would like to get your youngster involved, contact Dave Connor, 236-7026. You don't have to live in Kearney, folks. 236-7026. They would love to have you. They've got just a few spots left, so don't wait. It's coming around the corner. It's just a great, great program. You guys, I think you folks, the mentors and the chapter may enjoy this as much or more than the kids probably.
Oh,
sometimes.
We probably have as much fun, if not more, than the kids do. Just to see that look on their face when they see that first bird go up. First, it's a look of stark terror when the bird gets off the ground, you know. But then they realize that, okay, now it's time. And Gaiman Parks this year is continuing to use this newer method of teaching the kids how to lead a bird. It takes a lot of classroom work to do it, but once they're finished with it, kids have got a little bit better idea that they have to lead the bird a little bit, not shoot at the bird. So that has really helped us, too. And by the way, I need to remind you, too, that we do have at least three young ladies that are already signed up that are going to go on this. And so we have two gals that will be there to help them with their shooting, Michelle Stover and Vicki Harper. And as just about everybody in town knows by now, those two ladies are just about expert trap shooters. And they're really good in working with kids, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, that's the big thing, gang. It's not just boys. They've had girls. That they take care of the young ladies out there.
Yes.
You brought a young lady with you today.
Yes, I did. I brought my granddaughter with me today, Kara. She's not old enough to go on the hunt yet, but she's getting ready to go. Out where she lives, they've got turkeys walking through their yard. So she's pretty excited about getting going.
See,
on this
thing. See, it's the turkeys and the pheasants I can hit. It's a quail that I don't need my mother around. Because they really test my language.
How about doves after they come out of
them? Damn them things, too.
They come out of those marijuana patches, and I'll tell you what.
They don't fly straight.
No.
Chuck, we always appreciate you coming in. Anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah, two quick things. Fort Kearney Shooting Sports is located a mile east of Kearney on Pool Road and 4 miles north. Okay, mile east to Pool Road and go 4 miles north. It's going to be on the right-hand side. And the other thing is, I heard the S word in the weather forecast here lately. And so, folks, before you come out on the 24th, please look out the window. Check what the weather's going to be and dress your child accordingly. We don't want them with tennis shoes and shorts on. That's not going to fly out there, even if it's nice, because of walking through some of that weeds.
Yeah, the brush.
Weeds, the brush, the weeds. We plant weeds.
It's easier to leave the extra clothes in the building than to not have them at
Absolutely.
All. Chuck, thanks for coming in. It's a great job what you guys do with the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks.
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up, and Daddy's still hot about college football. We'll be right back.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. Football season means flower season. Why not buy them at proflowers.com? Hey, you Bengal fans. Why don't you send the Steelers condolences flowers for that big win in Cincinnati? Right now, get 2 dozen red roses with a free glass vase for only $29.99. Or get a potted red rose plant for the same low price. Now, Pro Flowers guarantees your rose bouquet will last for at least 7 days after you get it. And your rose plant will last for at least 2 weeks. That's 2 dozen red roses or a potted red rose plant, just $29.99. Here's what I want you to do to get your red roses or potted rose plant. Go to proflowers.com, click on the mic, upper right-hand corner, enter the password Colin, or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Colin. Don't wait. It's football season. That means it's flower season at proflowers.com.
Cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidoki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidoki's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidoki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidoki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop
Whether
a train.
It comes in a glass. On a plate or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
It'll be more fun than hanging with your friends.
It will be more fun than texting your buds.
And it's free. We're talking about the 2009 Central Nebraska Youth Summit on October 10th in Kearney. Sponsored by the Buffalo County Community Partners and the Buffalo County Youth Advisory Board.
You'll get to meet new friends, learn how to create change in your community, win prizes, and have a lot of fun.
For more information or to register, visit bcyab.org.
Sign up today and make a difference.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
We'll stay sunny to partly cloudy across the area through the day today with highs up in the mid-50s with northwest winds around 15 to 30 miles per hour. We'll then stay mainly clear tonight with a low around 36 with winds turning to the southwest. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
So live your life. Hey. Hey. You study
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Get ready, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. And folks, don't forget, we've got a big party planned at Texas Tech coming up through ESPN Radio that we're going to tell you about here in just a little bit because we want you to be a winner. But before I talk about that, a couple of other things on the worldwide get-together here that we want to talk about. UNK football team has moved into the number 21 spot, ranked for the first time since 2005 in the Division II coaches poll, and the first regional rankings are out. There are four regions in the country. The top six teams in each region make the 24-team Division II playoffs. The top two would get a bye, then three and four would host, and five and six would be on the road. Right now, UNK is fourth in their region. The funny thing is, it has no bearing on the national poll. Grand Valley State, who's ranked number one in the country, is second in the Lopers region, and Minnesota State is number one, and they're ranked seventh in the country. Minnesota Duluth, who's ranked eighth in the country, is fifth in the region behind UNK. So what are you going to do? Jordan Alegria, kicker, punter for the Lopers. He's the RMAC Special Teams Player of the Week. Hastings College up one spot to number 16 in this week's football poll. In volleyball, UNK is up three spots to number 5 in Division II. UNO 15th, Metro State 18th, Wayne State 19th. The Huskers are up one spot to number 9. Hastings College volleyball team is home tonight to take on Nebraska Wesleyan. Also, high school volleyball on 98.9 FM KKPR. Tonight we will be at the Ravenna Quad. Ravenna takes on Shelton, who's state-rated 16-1. That game is at 4:15. Then you've got Minden, who has a 17-3 record, taking on 13-2 Wood River at 5:30. Then the Consolation Championship shall follow, so it should be some great volleyball. We've got it all on KKPR and KKPR.com. And finally, district golf wrapping up today. Kearney High is playing in the A1 district at Fremont. A few area teams are playing in Columbus at the Quail Run in the C1 district, and the C4 district is going on right now at Metal Arc Hills in Kearney. It's windy, but at least it's not brutal out there. Yesterday, Grand Island qualified for state by finishing second at the A2 district in Omaha, and Adams Central, your district champ at the B3 at York. Northwest and Hastings finished second and third to qualify for state. Madison York of Adams Central was your medalist. Tony, have you been following this Oklahoma volleyball, Oklahoma-Nebraska volleyball? It seems to picked up new steam yesterday after John Cook spoke at the press conference. Tom Osborne is not liking it. They showed more of it on sports last night, where the Oklahoma women's basketball team and fans are literally closer than from me to you from the servers. Nebraska missed 10 serves in that first set. It was very bad. John Cook said that the referees, he believes, are no longer sanctioned to do Big 12. They've been kicked out of Big 12. That evidently got a lot uglier than, I mean, I read about it.
Well, we heard about it right after the show, actually, yeah. the day after, because we neither one of us saw the match. And then you started to hear, you know, more people would comment about it. But still, I guess I didn't realize how close. Okay, I guess I just assumed they were a ways away. They were right in the girls' ears. I mean, right next, not like reach out and touch them next to them.
Yeah, they were closer than Little Red would be at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And there has been no apology issued from the University of Oklahoma either, and I think that's what's starting to...
Well, it's strange because there's such a mutual, I mean, really a mutual respect, maybe not in volleyball, but in every other sport. I mean, that there's never been a problem.
Well, this puts it right
with real bad blood.
This is going to put it on the shoulders of Connie Yorey and her women's basketball team when they play Oklahoma. I mean, they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to do something to hold up. I think that's the next shot that they have, unless Nebraska and Oklahoma somehow meet again. And with no conference tournament, they would have to come up with some wacky way to...
You're going to have to fight, Connie.
Well, I mean, when they come up here, you know.
Yeah.
Slap them around a little bit. Brawl. It's going to be interesting. Yeah, it could be a brawl. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, unless you have something you want to say about college football first.
Well, all the way, you know, this morning, actually, what I heard of Colin Cowherd and him going on about the SEC, maybe the SEC is the best conference in the nation. But basically, and if you got something different on this, I'd love to hear your comment, 1-888-455-3776. Basically, his comment was, it boils down to the SEC's, well, look at their fourth, fifth, and sixth teams. They're just better than everybody else's fourth, fifth, and sixth best teams. So it just made me wonder, the poll he always uses, because you can't count on the coaches and the Associated Press and the ESPN deal is just bogus, he goes by Las Vegas Sports Consultants rankings. So I figured when I looked at that, there would be four at least SEC teams, and the fifth and sixth teams would be right outside the top 10. Well, that's not the case. The Big 12 has every bit of a right. There's a little bit of discrepancy between the three teams in the SEC and in the Big 12. But you've got Texas and Oklahoma, 2 and 6. In the SEC, you've got 1 and 4 in Alabama and Florida. LSU at 7. Now, to find the next Big 12 team, okay, you got to go to 12, which is Nebraska, Mississippi. But they're right next to another. But then there's a huge gap, which Oklahoma State's in there, and then there's a huge gap to 21 to Georgia. So when you're looking at those teams, it really makes no sense. I mean, the Big 12 still, yeah, we haven't made a great showing here, but you play Miami on the road, Oklahoma. Been notably a tough place to play. Yeah, Randy Shannon's done a good job at rebuilding that team. But, I mean, it's not like Oklahoma, they went to, Indiana and got beat by 3 touchdowns. They went to Miami at night, lost by a point. Okay. Is that a terrible loss?
I don't know. Take it easy. Next home game for the Nebraska football team, 2:30, Texas Tech, Saturday, October 17th. ESPN Radio, Schroeder Smoke Foods, Rich & Sons Camper Sales, and Sun Heat want to send you down there with free use of an RV, 2 nights at State Fair Park with all the hookups, stock it with $500 in food as well, and of course, can't get there without tickets. So why not get signed up? All you have to do is send an email to superfan at espnsuperstation.com. Send an email to superfan at espnsuperstation.com. Put Huskers in the subject line, and we're going to draw a winner out a week before the game. But only ESPN Superstation fans can win. So if you're not a superfan already, just go to espnsuperstation.com and sign up. It takes like 90 seconds, and we don't bug you. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll take you on the air today at 888-455-3776. The Major League Baseball playoffs begin tomorrow, so we've got a baseball question for you today. We've been doing college football for a long time. Let's do some baseball. Let's go to the phone lines for the Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with? Hello?
Wes.
Hey, Wes, here is our baseball question for today. This organization has the longest current postseason drought in Major League Baseball. This organization has been the longest of any team since making the playoffs. Who is that?
Pittsburgh.
That is incorrect, but thanks for calling. 1-888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jim's.
James, let's take a look at the same question here. Which organization has the longest playoff drought in Major League Baseball?
Astros.
Incorrect, but thanks for calling. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason, who has the longest Major League Baseball playoff drought? Not just World Series, but not even making it to the playoffs.
I'm going to go with the Royals.
It's not the Royals, but they are second on the list. They have not been to the playoffs since the 85 World Series, 24 years. Thanks for calling. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Johnson.
Johnson, who is the Major League Baseball organization that has the longest playoff drought?
Let's go with the Padres.
Not the Padres, but thanks for trying.
Wow, excellent guess, though.
It's only been 3 years for the Padres. They're way down the list. Who are we chatting with?
Sam.
Sam, who has the longest drought in the major leagues of not making it to the playoffs?
We're going to go Orioles.
Orioles? It is not the Orioles, but thanks for trying. It's been 12 years since the 97 Jeffrey Maher incident. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Chuck.
Chuck, the longest drought in Major League Baseball playoffs. Who hasn't been there in like 28 years?
Cincinnati Reds.
It is not Cincinnati. They are fifth on the list with 14. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who has the longest Major League Baseball playoff drought?
Expos/Nationals.
That is correct. Who are we chatting with?
Jamie Morgan.
Jamie, congratulations. A $25 gift card coming your way. Yeah, it's not really a trick question, is it, Tony?
No.
No. Jamie, hang on to the line. Derek will get you hooked up with the $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. 28 years. 81. since they made the playoffs, the Nationals, which used to be the Expos. Hey, we want to thank all the folks who chime in, send us your email, give us your phone calls, play Jason Campbell as your fantasy quarterback geek. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk a little soccer with UNK assistant coach Abby Peñas on our Eloper Link. Also, we will be talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. We're going to dive into some high school sports as the week moves along as well. We want to thank Chuck Dummer, the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever, and Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald for joining us on the program today. Don't forget, Twins, Tigers, pregame 3:30, first pitch 4:05 today on ESPN.
Hey, we'll see you 23 hours now. Doug and Daddy's show on Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. We'll see you tomorrow.